As the night wore on, Miriam took Bryony to one side and led her from Great Hall, saying,
"Come with me, Missy. I have something to show you. A surprise."
Together they mounted the stairs and made their way to a chamber close by the sick bay. Miriam tapped upon the door. Bryony thrilled to the mellow sound of her deep voice, that of the beloved Redwall badger mother, Bella.
"Enter, please. There are no locks on my door."
Bella was massive with age. Her silver fair shone in the lantern light, almost creating a nimbus of radiance around her. Raising a huge, age-worn paw, she adjusted small, thick crystal glasses from her muzzle tip up to her eyes. Arranging a shawl about her friend's shoulders, Miriam whispered,
"I thought you might be asleep, Bella. Are we disturbing you?"
The great shining head shook slowly.
"No, no, not at all. There's no need to whisper, Miriam. I sleep when I like and stay awake as I want to these days. Hello, Bryony, my pretty little mousemaid. Come and sit with old Bella."
Bryony sat upon the broad, soft lap, her favourite place since she had been a dibbin, and she looked questioningly at Miriam.
"What is the surprise, Mother Abbess?"
Miriam placed a paw to her lips.
"Shh, not so loud, Missy."
Bella nodded to a cradle within easy reach of her paw.
"Oh, don't worry about him. He's wide awake and taking all in."
Leaning over, Bryony saw what the cradle contained. She jumped from Bella's lap and swept the babe into her paws, hugging it.
"Oh, it's a babe, a little one. Is it a male or a maid? What's it called? Whose is it? Where did he get it from? Oh, Mother!"
Miriam allowed Bryony to hold the babe.
"Not so fast, Missy. Maybe you won't be so quick to cuddle him when I tell you. He is the young of a vermin, abandoned when they retreated from the path, a male ferret babe."
Bryony continued nursing the ferret, rocking back and forth.
"Poor little thing. He looks so alone and lost. Is he not beautiful, Bella? See?"
The ancient badger smiled wisely, saying,
"All little creatures are beautiful, Bryony. Every living thing, when it first sees life, is born in beauty. What they grow to be is a different matter. I have given the ferret babe a name. He shall be called Vale, because there is a veil over his life before he came here. We know nothing of him."
Bryony looked down at the little ferret. Its sharp, slitted eyes were watching her intently. She tickled its nose tip gently with her paw, saying,
"Vale, Vale, it's a lovely name. Hello, little Vale. Ouch!"
Bella exchanged glances with the abbess before speaking.
"He has bitten you, Bryony."
The mousemaid sucked her paw briefly, smiling.
"No, not really. It was more of a nibble. Perhaps he's hungry."
Bella closed her eyes and leaned back.
"Some creatures are always hungering after one thing or another. I have a feeling about this one. And if I'm proved right in the seasons to come, I will tell you why I really called him Vale. But it is far better now to hope for the best that can happen, so we will say no more about it. You are a good mousemaid, Bryony. That is why the abbess and I decided that you shall have Vale to bring up and care for. He may benefit from you."
Bryony's eyes were shining as she hugged the small bundle close.
"Oh, Mother Abbess, is it true? I will be like his mother. No, more like his big sister. No, more like his good friend."
The abbess smiled at her friend, the mousemaid.
"Make your mind up, Missy. Best be a little of all. Mayhap that's what Vale will need to grow up good. Put him back in his cradle now and take him up to the dormitory with you. Bella is too old to care for him, and I have my abbey to look after. From this day forth, he is your responsibility."
When Bryony had taken Vale and gone from the room, Abbess Miriam stooped and dabbed a tiny spot of blood from the rush mat. It had spilled from the mousemaid's paw when the ferret babe bit her. She sat on the arm of Bella's chair, staring at the crimson dot, and said,
"Did we do the right thing, old friend? Or will this ferret cause more blood to be shed in Redwall?"
The great silver badger bent down and wiped away the speck with her apron corner.
"Only time will tell, Miriam.